Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, MSU cello professor Seren Bagratuni and assistant professor of piano Minsu Son performed tonight at the newly renovated Fairchild Theater. WKAR brings you that concert in a live broadcast tonight at 7:30. Their program includes works by Schubert, Shostakovich, and César Franck. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with Seren Bagratuni in his studio last Friday to talk about tonight's performance.
All pieces on my program, at least the first half, those are my favorite pieces. Mm-hmm. And I have to confess, the Shostakovich Sonata I never played while I was back in Russia.
Really?
Yes, because it was kind of a rebellion decision. Mm-hmm. Everybody was playing that sonata. And I said, you know what, I would like to play Prokofiev, because we had a choice. Mm-hmm. And then when I came to United States, which was a little bit later in my life, when I was 27, I started learning that piece. And, you know, when you put aside all the quote-unquote traditions of performing that sonata, then you can read that piece completely differently.
What are the traditions?
Well, traditions, there are certain performing traditions. Okay, do ritardando here, do accelerando there, play this passage like that, etc. When you don't have all those formalities, then you read the music differently. And I started learning about Shostakovich and his life really in the West. Why? Because I didn't have vast amount of information back in Moscow where I was studying, because Shostakovich was one of the gods, of course, and everything about him written was pro-party, he was a great composer, etc., but we did not know how much this person suffered, really, and I was too young to know. But now when I read all the literature and stuff, it's just amazing how did this person create so much incredible music under those conditions. And you know, this sonata reflects especially the difficult period of his life, because Opus 40, it's in the 30s he wrote that sonata, when everybody was scared, especially in 1937, 38, when who knows who's going to come at night and pick you up, and how many friends you lost. And all the movements of this sonata reflect that stage of mind of the composer. And sometimes it's pretty scary.
That comes, as you said, in the mid-30s, around the time of the opera Lady Macbeth, which didn't end very well for Shostakovich. This comes around the same time as the Fourth Symphony, another landmark piece in the history of music, which also did not result in a very good experience for Shostakovich.
True. Yes, I mean, all those pieces, except Cello Sonata, I think, was written politically correct for the person who was Mr. Kubatsky, who was responsible for creation of the Soviet state rare instruments collection. It means that he would walk from the apartment to apartment with a bunch of soldiers on his back and expropriate all those instruments and create that collection, and himself actually end up with very nice cello, which I was playing on for a couple of years. The collection gave it to me and to go to competitions. It was made by Stradivari, early 1700s. It was incredible cello. It's one of those cellos which were taken from probably former royalty or nobility of Russia, which of course some of them fled the country, some of them stayed there, some of them went under, so they were conveniently stripped of their beautiful instruments. Collection was created, yes.
Let's move on to the second half of the program and the sonata by César Franck, in this case for cello and piano, but it's very well known as a violin sonata.
It's a violin sonata, although I think it sounds incredibly beautiful on cello also, and on any instrument which plays this music, it does really grab your attention.
It's a piece with this idée fixe idea where the theme from the first movement comes back in sort of different and surprising ways, sometimes, you know, sort of rising from the mist, sometimes just coming right down on top of you.
That's right, yes. He uses that material incredibly wise, plus that tragic melody which comes at the end of the third movement and repeats twice in the last movement, it grows from simple mezzo forte, first time to forte, second time fortissimo, third time triple forte, fourth time the grandioso thing. It's just very nicely follows from the movement to movement. I really enjoy playing this music, and I didn't play it much, not very often, but every time I play, I find something new. Even the relationship between tempos in the second movement, they could be very freely dispersed, and all the first movement is just a fantasy. It's incredible stuff. How do you see yourself probably in the boat, the nice waters, I don't know, or something. Something like that. I don't know. And piano part is incredibly difficult.
Yes.
That's I have to. It's
really a sonata for both instruments. In some cases, a string player might play a piece that is weighted slightly more for the stringed instrument. But in this case, it's a true partnership, if not even heavier weighted for the piano.
Yes, yeah. I agree with you. A piano is heavier, except it's done not the way Beethoven would do. Beethoven, for instance, he would say sonata für Klavier und Violoncello, or cello obbligato, even the first two sonatas, or Brahms. They realized that this is mostly done by piano and cello is like just a helper. But in Franck, for instance, violin is having this major role, except the piano has most of the notes. Yes, all the material is there too, yes.
Sorenbach Gratuni is professor of cello at the College of Music at Michigan State University. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Peter, very much.